Hey everybody, welcome to Name the Podcast.
You son of a bitch.
I totally just stole that from Chris. I'm sorry.
This is a Name Redacted special. Me and Colin had the chance to go down to WCCB, which is the Charlotte CW station.
Yep.
And down there, they do a show called, it was actually CW Chat.
CW Chat, right? This time, because Flash is on hiatus. Any other time, it'll be called Flash Chat. We went down, we had a great time with Just Jess. Talked about CW DC shows, we talked about Legends of Tomorrow, we talked about The Flash, we talked about Arrow, we talked about a little bit of Batman versus Superman.
DC Rebirth
we touched on. Great crew down there, had a blast. So what we're going to let you hear is the audio from that episode that we just recorded.
Yes.
And we're going to throw a link to the YouTube.
Yeah.
Is it every Tuesday?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think so. I don't know. Keep an eye out for it. It's a cool show. She does a really good job. You get to see us be idiots because we don't know how hands work when there's video cameras in front of
us. Right, right. It was weird. It was weird because I'm not used to that. I'm used to, you know, for all they know, we're sitting around in our boxers.
Yeah.
You know, recording.
Yeah. But and normally we just like get up and pee and like nobody knows we're gone.
Right.
And you're just standing there. You don't know what camera's on. You're not supposed to look at the camera, but the camera has a picture of you on it.
So, like, of course, we're going to try and look at it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. We had a good time. Hopefully, we will be on there again. If my HIV joke doesn't get me in trouble, you'll see what that means. It's true, though. What I said did happen in the comics. So, give me some slack on that. But, yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy it, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to CW Chat DC Download. We're talking Arrows, Legends of Tomorrow, Little Flash, maybe some Batman, Superman, DC Rebirth, just anything DC TV. I'm here with my guests today. We have got Chris and Colin from the Name Redacted podcast. They drove down here from Greensboro. Thanks for driving.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got Steve Baxey from Geekvolution. He's back. He's been here before, but these two are new. Tell us what's going on with the Name Redacted podcast. How did that start? Where can we find it?
Oh, well, it started out a few friends just hanging out with an iPad telling stories on a front porch.
Nice.
And has slowly evolved into being very comic book, geek lifestyle oriented.
Nice.
And you can find it at NameRedactedPodcast.com or your podcast aggregator of choice.
Yes, I've listened to it on my iPad. I find it on iTunes, iPodcast thing, whatever, you know. Yeah, it's cool. Do you know, what have you got planned coming up that we can listen to?
Let's see. Our most recent episode is going to be Dave Dwanch, who is the creative director and president of Action Lab Comics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also coming up, we're going to be at NC Comic-Con doing some panels.
Oak City. And also Winston-Salem Comic-Con for anybody local.
Comic-Con.
Okay, so if you're local in this in North Carolina region, go see them. You can see them live. And Steve with Geekvolution, what have you been doing?
Well, we just did our Batman versus Superman podcast that came out last week. That was about 2.5 hours long, almost as long as the movie.
Controversial.
Very controversial. We'll get to some of that stuff.
Yeah.
We just had our own Geekvolution Rebirth with a whole bunch of new content and new stuff going on there. We have our regular content, which is Superhero Rewind. We do movie reviews. I got Spy Movie Rewind coming out next week. So just a whole host of geeky pop culture things.
Spy movies. I didn't like the last James Bond.
Neither did I. I thought it was pretty awful.
Mediocre.
It was, at best. I was bored. I think I felt sleep a little bit. Well, thanks for being here. And where can we find Geekvolution?
You can find Geekvolution on youtube.com/Geekvolution. We would do all of our stuff right there.
Okay, we'll look for it. And I want to give a special thanks to some really cool Facebook groups that is letting me post there. The DC's Legends of Tomorrow discussion group and the Arrow Cave, both of them are led by Lance Ospresser. I hope I'm saying your name right, Lance. Shout out to you. Thank you. And also to Joey Paquette, the Charlotte Geeks. Really cool communities. Join those. You'll see the links right there. If you want to talk with friends and even foes of the show, it's a lot of cool discussion on those. Go and join the pages. It's a lot of fun. Big, it's like a Flash family, Arrow family. Everyone's really, it's a community. And that's what the coolest part about this is. And speaking of communities, the DC community has done a good job of adding these cool shows. Like, we haven't talked about Legends of Tomorrow too much on Flash Chat. And that has a ton of characters on it. Are you liking Legends of Tomorrow this season? How have you felt about it?
I've really enjoyed it for the most part. I feel like it's cool to see some of my favorite characters from the Arrowverse and from Flash and stuff like that.
Like the B-listers.
Well, to me, there's a lot of the A-list standout guys like Captain Cold and Heat Wave. Seeing Sarah back is awesome.
I'm excited that we get to see Vandal Savage.
That too. Yeah. That's very exciting.
I like Sarah. I kind of liked her a little bit more in Arrow. I like her in this one a lot.
You
like her in this one? See, I don't know. I think there's something weird about her character this season. I'm not loving it yet, but I think maybe we haven't had enough Sarah-centric episodes. We were getting a little bit there with this recent one with Ra's al Ghul. We'll get to that. Some casting notes from the show that I think are pretty cool. There is a young Mick Rory coming to the show, which is cool. I think that'll maybe tell the story of how him and Snart became little bandit friends. It's played by Mitchell Cummin. I think that's how you say his name. And then this is a bigger casting note, because this could really be integral in the rest of the season and season two. Patrick J. Adams from Suits. He's been cast as a major DC character, but they're not saying who. So who do you guys think it might be? Who could come to Legends as a major character and change it all up? We talked a little bit about this before, so we have a theory.
I know you have a theory.
Yeah.
Booster Gold is
my... You think
my...
Booster Gold?
Oh my God.
Father of Rip Hunter. So yeah, that could definitely show up.
In terms of the especially with the time travel aspect of the show, I really feel like Booster Gold is going to get in there.
That's true.
Plus, he's a smart aleck, man, and we need. I like that. I want a little bit more of that, you know? I'd like to see him and Snart kind of butt heads over some things.
That's good, too, because he's a very underutilized character a lot of times, and I'm really glad that we're living in a time where we're starting to see more and more underutilized characters from comic books coming to light and being live action.
Because there are so many, and that, I think, it worried me at first with the show how many people they had on it, but then it's kind of cool in a way because you can bring in so many new characters and take out some of the characters. The one theory, I've heard online, people are debunking Booster Gold, that it's not going to be him.
Okay.
So, not to burst your bubble, that might not be true, because you know what, if I was writing the show, I would put out spoilers being like, it's definitely not, and like lead you another way. But a lot of people are thinking it might be the original Green Lantern, Alan Scott. So I don't know, that would be really cool. Now, I know that they've been afraid to put, I don't know what the issue is that they can't put the Green Lantern on CW shows. I'm not sure what that is. We did see Hal Jordan's coat jacket appear in Arrow episode 1 this season. So it's, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be Hal Jordan, but it could be Alan Scott. What do you guys think? Do you think we'll see a Green Lantern on Legends?
I think it's certainly possible, given all the other smaller characters they have. And the big thing with DC right now is if they're not using them in the films, they're going to throw them in the TV shows. If they're on the TV shows and they want them for the films, the show has to get rid of them. And Alan Scott Green Lantern has been almost nowhere for years now.
Yeah.
So if they're going to use them, I feel like it'd probably be a valid theory.
And it'd be good timing for that. It would be cool to see. I just think it would be cool to see the Green Lantern on TV.
Yeah.
You know, selfishly, for being a TV station, I would want, people are going to watch that, and I would want them to watch that. I think that would be really cool. So I guess we'll have to stay tuned. But I had always heard all along that DC's Legends of Tomorrow was going to be like an anthology series where each year it's a new story, almost like American Horror Story.
Yeah.
So
I'd totally be okay with that.
Yeah, that'd, I think that would be really cool, but like if it's something where they're introducing a big character this year, how will that go into next year, or will it?
Right.
Yeah.
So, depends on the framing device, I think. You know, if we're gonna have like, if Alan Scott shows up as an integral part of this season, he can still be in the next season, just not in the same role necessarily.
Yeah. And now with three shows, we're starting to get to the point where we have the ability of having characters that exist in the universe that actually aren't tied into one of the shows.
Yes.
And so, especially if it's an anthology, moving forward, if it's a different story next season, then he can pop back up, but he can also have a B-plot that runs through that and Arrow and The Flash.
And I think that's the beauty of the show. I think that's what's so fun about it, and I think it's definitely getting better. Like, I've always liked it. I thought, especially like episode 2, I had watched the pilot in the second episode a long time back, and I thought episode 2 was getting really good, but I think they've ramped it up, and I think they maybe have their storyline a little bit more clear, and I think the promos for the rest of the season look really good. And I do agree with what you said. I like that we can have characters with the time travel aspect. We've got to see Ra's al Ghul again.
Yeah.
And I actually brought this.
On television.
My friend Josh got me this from one of his conventions.
He's so handsome.
So is Ra's al Ghul, everyone. Just, you know, for all our fans of him out there.
Yeah,
I was
keep
like,
that
who
guarded.
Wants to show the shirtless Ra's al Ghul? I know, right? I did have it like in a little envelope. And we saw Talia al Ghul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see her again?
I think that's a one and done.
Yeah. I really doubt it.
I've always got the pipe dream that Damian Wayne's going to pop up somewhere someday.
No.
No. I really
don't. He's not. It'd be cool though.
You never know. I mean, they're tricky. But the thing is, with these shows, you hear it. You hear about it. But it was cool to see. I miss Roz. I miss him. It was cool to see Sarah back kind of in action a little bit. But I had a good question. When I was watching this, I had extreme villain nostalgia. And I like Slade the best. And I'm so sad Manu Bennett couldn't come to Mad Monster. So I asked, you know, who do you miss the most? Or who was your favorite villain? And, you know, I think everyone's agreeing with me that Slade is who they miss the most. And then Roz. Who do you guys miss? Who's been your top villain on Arrow so far?
I miss the Dark Archer. I miss Merlin a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I miss him.
His character's weird now.
Yeah, like, and I just have such a huge affinity for John Barrowman.
Yes.
Coming from, you know, being a Whovian for such a long time that I miss him. And
yeah.
He was just so sleazy and scumbaggy in that first season of Arrow.
He really was.
And I just missed that, you know?
Yeah, and I think the one thing that's funny is because I've seen him at conventions and I've watched a lot of his, like, Facebook stuff he does, Well, every time I watch him on Arrow now, I think of, like, it looks like he's about to laugh or something. Yeah. Like, I don't take him seriously anymore. Yeah. So I kind of wish, like, I had never had that perspective of him because I'm like, he's a jokester. I think he's a jokester. But we have a new villain, Kronos. Well, he's been the villain, but now we know it's Mick, did anyone call it?
I felt like it came out of nowhere. That's my big issue with the show. Like, I don't like Legends at all. I think it's a really bad show.
Okay.
And part of the reason...
I like the dissenting opinions.
Part of the reason that is because they don't tell a story. They just do a whole bunch of shock value things and throw in lots of one-liners. Uh-huh. And it's entertaining, but it's not good.
Right.
And so the whole Mick Kronos thing, I felt nothing because their relationship hasn't been explored.
I felt nothing.
Snart's whole, like, honor code thing is completely inconsistent, so I don't really get their relationship very well.
Yeah, I don't really either. It's a weird, like... criminal honor code. Did you guys expect it was going to be? Did you guess it was going to be Mick?
I kind of had a feeling with the dissension between those two.
Yeah.
But like you said, it just sort of felt. Every time they had a little bit of a head clash, it was just Snart going, "You're stupid. I'm smart. Let's move on."
Yeah.
Especially in the two episodes I watched last night.
I know he's not. He can't be a big dope.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. But I think it's the whole idea of him being in a time warp and training is interesting. But what I would have liked is if that did happen, if that was the fact that he's been like in this like alternate universe time warp and then trained for years, make him look different. He looked exactly the same as when we left him, you know, like make him more weathered.
Give him a beard,
something.
Like a big bushy beard.
Yeah, something different. I don't know.
It worked for Oliver a couple episodes ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, he looked totally different, and that was really cool. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for the episode that's coming up on Thursday night at 8 right here on WCCB.
We've arrived at 2147.
Oh my God.
This kid's like a baby Hitler.
This kid will one day be responsible for billions of deaths.
We killed a little Lord Fauntleroy.
There's got to be a better way.
We could use your help.
This isn't about killing. It's about saving.
DC's Legends of Tomorrow. All new this Thursday at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
Well, the trailer looks cool.
Yeah, really
I give
cool.
it to the promo department at it's the CW because they make these trailers look really epic. The show lives up to it, I think. If Derek James is still watching from Rising, I'm going to do the Rising promos. I'm going to use special effects. But I think that they do a really cool job of, I like the different eras. I like the idea of this creepy kid that they're going to go see. So I don't know what to expect from this episode coming up.
I don't know what to expect either. It looks obviously a rescue mission, and I feel like there's going to be a lot more headbutting.
Yeah.
Because, that's the show seems to focus a lot on the internal conflict of the group.
Yeah.
Which seems to be the main through line. If it's Sarah and Rip or Snart and, you know, like, it just kind of always is... going, and I think they're going to play up to a big. I think it's eventually going to break down.
Yeah, they're their own worst enemies for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and now literally.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to rehab Mick. I don't know how they're going to change him. I don't know what they're going to do. They're just going to have to keep him on that ship in prison. Do you guys think we had a good question from Jada Diaz, who was on Flash Chat? I think a week ago. She wanted to. Do you think we're going to see Prince Khufu again? You think we're going to see Hawkman? Do you think we'll see him back?
probably.
I think
so. He regenerates or whatever.
Yeah, so
people
mean,
always come back.
Hot people always come back.
I have a feeling
back.
it'll be. They'll find Khufu's new incarnation, mm-hmm. and then it's like, you are Hawkman. No, I'm not. And then the story circle continues.
It continues. It could get messy. You know what I don't like? I do not like the Adam Hawker love story. Let's stop there with it.
Yeah, not into that.
It was very forced. It was not necessary.
The love triangle between Rey and Jax and her, I'm just like, that's just so...
That's weird, too.
So unnecessary. Like, just...
The only setup I can possibly see is if they do, you know, pursue the relationship and then a Hawkman comes back and it's a problem.
That's
just cheap drama, right?
It's
That's
cheap.
The problem.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't like it. Stop there. I just don't. And I'm not the biggest fan of Hawkgirl. I don't know. And then Ray's. I love Ray. Really stays in his character, and they're all kind of campy characters. They're all, you know, comic-y campy characters, but like, it doesn't work for me. I don't know. It's too hokey. They worked well in Pleasantville. I'll give them that. But another big episode of DC's Arrow is coming up tonight, and I want to get into that. Move away from Legends, because we can go on about Legends forever. But Arrow tonight at 8 on WCCB, someone dies. We figure out who is in the grave. Let's take a look at the trailer.
Life was a series of cycles. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to kill.
The team's falling apart.
You of all people should know the dangers of getting between two siblings.
You will never beat me.
Johnny thinks I'm a traitor.
I know exactly what that Kevlar won't protect.
Time of death, 11:59.
Somebody dies. All right, who do you guys think is in the grave?
It's either one of the two Lances. It's either Laurel Lance or it's Captain Lance. Because Captain Lance hasn't done much of anything for nearly two seasons now.
Yeah.
He's kind of a superfluous character.
And it would make sense with that whole end of an era thing because he has been on it since day one. I guess he was on episode one.
Exactly.
I can't remember.
Yeah, he's been there since the beginning. So it's either him or it's Laurel, because last episode there's lots of stuff where like Laurel's lapping up her character arc and talking to Oliver and chatting about everything she's been through.
Yeah.
It felt really I'm going away kind of.
Yeah, and we have something I'm bringing up about Laurel in a little bit. I have a theory why it might be Laurel too. And it's different than what you think. It's a very girl theory. Who do you guys think it is?
I'm inclined to agree with him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Not to be too, you know, agreeable, but yeah.
We can agree.
That makes the most sense. No, we're nerds. We have to argue.
We have to.
See, first argument right there. We're geeks, not nerds.
Yeah.
See?
Nerd.
I want to know what the definition difference is.
How much time do we have?
We'll tweet it later. Yeah. After show.
I would tend to agree. It's like they said, it's the end of an era, so I don't think it's going to be Speedy. Because she doesn't have HIV yet.
Is that in the book?
Yeah, that's
okay. I was like,
oh, many
that
years ago.
Out of nowhere.
That's kind of a deep. That's a deep pull.
Okay.
I think it would probably be Captain.
Okay.
Captain Lance. Yeah.
I think that's a safe bet, and also it won't like make outrage.
It won't alienate too much.
Twitter. Yeah. What do you? It's been Walking Dead, everyone. That's for sure. What do you think?
Well, I'm contractually obligated to agree with him.
Okay. Quentin Lance, we're sorry, bro. You're dying tonight at 11:59. I don't know. I think they're trying to make you think it's Diggle, and that is the smart play. That's what the promos are kind of making you think. But if I do write promos, I would try to make you not think exactly that. So, I have a good theory about why it's not Diggle, though, because if you're out there thinking it is, if the future from Legends in 2046, where we saw old Oliver Queen, comes to fruition, Connor Hawke, who is what John Diggle Jr., he doesn't exist yet, so it can't be Diggle, because we have to have a John Diggle Jr., unless we don't know something, maybe Diggle's got some baby. We don't. That's a whole other theory. But that's why I think it's not Diggle.
Yeah,
so
that makes the most sense.
It could be Laurel. I kind of think it's Laurel. I just kind of do. I don't know. I'll get to why I think it's Laurel in a second. We had some cool questions from Facebook from the Charlotte Geeks group. Oliver Danger Michaels, I think is how you say your last name. He has a legit question. He says, why does anyone watch Arrow? This season and last have been so bad. And then, in a similar vein, John Carpenter said, the flashbacks have really brought the last few seasons down. I hope the creators listen to the fans and end them with this season. Hopefully, they can get a really interesting villain cast for the next season. And I kind of agree, especially with Mr. John Carpenter. Ah, the flashbacks. How are you feeling about them?
They're really bad. They're absolutely pointless. I mean,
what's happening there?
I completely agree with that comment. Arrow season 3 is one of the worst seasons of television ever. Yeah. And then Arrow season 4 is not much better.
It's not much better.
And then the flashbacks, they don't make sense anymore. If you try to path his character arc from that to the first season of Arrow, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It just doesn't match at all. They're not even trying anymore with that.
I think it's, and I read this interesting article at moviepilot.com about how maybe these different shows like Legends and The Flash are affecting Arrow and the tone. I liked Arrow when it was dark, when it was brooding. I like season 2, man.
Yeah.
It
was, season two was so good. The best.
With Slade, that was such a cool season. I don't like the Elicity thing.
I feel like a lot of it is they're kind of not giving viewers enough credit because we're this deep in it, and they're just keep making that accessibility play.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to see something that develops on top of itself a little bit more than that. You know?
And I'm not into Damien Dark as a villain. Like, I'm kind of over. I feel like there is going to be something more, especially with him and Malcolm Merlyn coming up in these next two episodes, that'll like really shake things up. But like last week's episode, I liked Emily Kinney as an actress, especially on Walking Dead. The bee thing, and all the bee puns. You can make a drinking game out of the bee puns.
Yeah.
If you're 21 or older.
Thank you for just telling me what I was doing with my night.
Yeah, how'd you feel about last week's episode? Some people really liked it.
Arrow is usually, even when it's bad, at least it's entertaining. Last week was just utterly boring. It was just really boring. I felt like the episode ended every 15 minutes, and I just couldn't keep up with certain scenes.
Yeah, and I didn't really get the point of it in the whole, I thought it was a filler episode.
Yeah.
Like a villain of the week filler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's a cool character. The bee puns, I can't with that. It was too much. Too much. And this is pretty cool. Another cool female character is, well, Black Canary, according to some people do not like Black Canary. She's going to be crossing over into The Flash, but she's not playing Black Canary. She's playing the Black Siren. It's a Golden Age version of Black Canary. It's actually her mother, I believe. I have it written down. Dinah Drake. She's Black Canary's mom.
Mm-hmm.
This is some footage. Somebody sneaking around the set shot this. Looks like she kind of seems brooding, like she might be a villain. I think she's from Earth 2 in The Flash, but this is why I think Katie Cassidy's character might be in the grave. And here's why. Her hair is brown and it's dyed, and she tweeted about having dyed her hair brown. So that makes me think she's wrapped and on shooting Arrow. Because why would she dye her hair all the way from blonde?
Right.
I mean, that would be a hard thing to go back to. I don't know why they wouldn't just put her in a wig unless they're just gonna dye it back. I mean, it is, you know, TV, they could do it. So what do you guys think? Do you think maybe she might fall to her fate tonight?
That's as good a reason as it would be.
Yeah.
The captain.
True.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we think it might be a Lance, so I don't know. And, you know, fans are vocal about not loving her. Maybe they're listening.
I don't know. Like, her character,
Jason Todd syndrome.
Yeah, just kind of overwrought, and I'm just sort of will they, won't they. I kind of was over it halfway through season 2, into season 3. I'm just like, okay, can we just be done with it? Like, you killed your most interesting female lead twice.
Right, yeah. Ideally, this is what I think would be cool. Bring back Sarah Lance to Arrow. Go dark again, go League of Assassins style. Like, I miss her as a backup. And, like, props to Katie Cassidy because she really has worked out to become, like, that ninja style. I mean, I interviewed her at Dragon Con last year, and it made me really like her as a person. And, like, she really works hard at that character. I don't know if it's the writing or what, but I would bring Sarah Lance back to Arrow.
Wrap up this Vandal Savage arc on Legends, and then maybe plug her back in.
Yes.
Because I really feel like that's some of the energy that's missing in Arrow.
And bring back the black costume. I do not like that white costume.
I like the white
You do like the white costume? I don't know. It bores me. You can do more. Maybe they'll reinvent it next season. Like Amel's shirtless or his sleeveless. Poor Amel. He will be shirtless by the end of this run.
I'm pretty sure nobody would have a problem with that.
Yeah, no one would.
So.
Except they're going to have to put all the like his scar and tattoo makeup on every time. That would be annoying. So I'm curious to see where they go. We'll find out tonight at 8. Tune in. And switching gears, DC is rebirthing itself.
Again.
So are you guys excited about it? What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I think it looks absolutely fantastic. DC New 52 was awful. Uh-huh. They know it was awful. They know it doesn't work. And they're finally brought back some interesting creative teams. We got Greg Gucka back on Wonder Woman after years, and he's amazing.
Yeah.
We have Tom King, who did The Vision over at Marvel, doing Batman.
Okay.
I'm excited about Tim Seeley's Nightwing.
Yeah, because Tim Seeley and Tom King used to do Grayson together. Now they're splitting off. One's doing Nightwing, one's doing Batman. So,
yeah.
And the Superman books, I think, look really good for once.
I'm actually interested in a Superman book, which is saying something.
Yeah.
He hasn't been interesting since, what, early 2000s? At this point?
Yeah, yeah. Very true. They're picking up the numbering system again for Detective Comics and Action Comics, which are about to hit 1,000 issues.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're restarting back to one?
No, they're picking it back up. Okay. So they had restarted with the new 52, and now they're going back to the original number system, dating back to Detective Comics number one.
It goes back that far.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a newbie in reading comics, but this is why I'm excited, because I could legitimately start and read a whole run of, like, The Flash. I could start in June. The Flash is going to be written by Josh Williamson and drawn by Neil, it's Gucci, right? Gouche,
I think.
Yeah. And Carmen, I'm not even going to say your last name, bro. You can read it right there. I don't want to mess it up. But it looks like it's going to be cool. It's apparently Barry Allen is having to train a bunch of these new speedsters that, because of a Speed Force storm, have gotten the speed power. So I'm excited. I'm going to pick it up at Heroes. Go to Heroes, you go to Rebel Base, and if you live in Charlotte, and buy them, pre-order them. I'm excited about
it. It's going to be great to have all those speedsters running around.
Yes.
Little flashlets.
Wreaking havoc.
Yes.
Flashlets.
Yes, flashing everywhere. Everybody hates when I say flashing. I'm just going to keep doing it. I think it's funny. And because I want to touch on Batman and Superman, we can talk about it a little bit because it's DC. Let's just give it this. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Ready?
There's 9 movies in it, so it's like
If you're looking for a good popcorn flick and you don't mind some cringeworthy lines, it's a fun movie.
If you're looking for like a Ben Affleck gratuitous workout,
it's awesome for that.
Like Brendan Affleck CrossFitting is essentially what. That didn't need to be in there. But I was like, well, we get it. We know we worked out for the role. But you know what? If I were playing Batman, I would totally not. They make the suit. Why would you work out? You don't have to. It's like it's what chiseled on its own. So no, I'd just go like this and be fine. I don't know. Here's what I think.
Jess, I would love to see you play Batman.
I would love to play Batman. They should make a girl. Well, it's Batgirl.
You know, it should be Batwoman, too.
Batwoman, yeah. I don't know enough about them. But what I was sad about with this movie is that Marvel does such a good job. And this
they
is
do.
DC yeah. setting up their universe where we're going to see Flash. We're going to see every DC character people have wanted to see in a big screen in a while. And
did you like the Justice League when they introduced it in the movie?
In this movie?
In Batman versus Superman?
I mean, I thought it was very contrived.
Yeah.
It was very forced, but spoilers if you haven't seen it. I thought it was really cool. I mean, at this point, come on, if you care or you don't care at this point.
Yeah, it's called Dawn of Justice.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think that it was cool to see. I don't like Ezra Miller as a Flash. I would like to be proven wrong. I think it's going to make a very emo Flash. So I don't know. Okay. And like in the clip, he had like his long Ezra Miller hair, and maybe that's like.
But
before.
He seemed goofy. He had the personality.
I agree with what you said. Like he had like the long hair and the little mustache thing. Yeah. I'm like, bro, like shave, man.
He didn't look like. Well, I guess we're used to looking at Grant Gustin as a Flash, and he does a very good job.
He's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see he has to fight an uphill battle because of our CW show, which is cool. Like I'm glad. I mean, we really have a great show, great cast, great writing, and we didn't see a great writing and. Batman versus Superman. So
I mean, just look at like comparing TV wise, like Supergirl X Flash last week. Mm-hmm. How optimistic, how much fun that was,
Fun,
and then compare the Batman versus Superman, and it's nothing but platitudes.
Yeah,
it's nothing but platitudes.
You've really got to pull David Goyer off of this franchise.
And Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder's had two.
Yeah, there's someone else who.
There's somebody else who can do it. I think
Chris Nolan having a producing credit was good though, because I saw his handprint on some stuff. And
okay.
Those were the highlights of the movie for me.
Yeah, he. Chris Nolan did a good job, but you know, I like to see a new person come in. I don't think he should do it again, but Zack Snyder, I loved 300. That was such a cool movie, but I just, I didn't like. Also, that man, he likes the same shot. That shot with Superman at the end with the cape.
Yeah,
he loves that shot. Same shot, and then the walking slowly through the fields.
He also he did
that
it
happens
in,
all the time.
He did it with Ozymandias
in Watchmen.
He loves that shot.
Also, the entire movie is just so high saturation.
It's everything is so
it's
colorful.
Hard to see. Somebody made a good point. Maybe it was our director Andy Smith. I don't know if you can hear me. You don't even get to see the Batmobile. Like, no, can you tell me what it looks like? Not really.
It's angular.
It's
angular,
chunky.
And it's murdered lots of people. That's about all we know.
He didn't so much murder as he just didn't have any regard.
Yeah.
Well, but we could get into that.
I mean, I think he straight up murdered people. When you run your car through a person, I think it's murder.
That's murder. I think a court would agree.
I say pull Zack Snyder out of the director's chair. He had two. So did Joss Whedon. Mm-hmm. Joss Whedon was done with After Two. Yeah. Zack Snyder be done After Two.
Kevin Smith.
And I'm still excited.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah. It'd be a lot of talking and a lot of fart jokes.
Just has to be a giant spider at the end.
He's worked with Ben Affleck before.
I say after we see what Suicide Squad does, possibly give it to
David. I'm very excited about it, especially after that David Ayer Rhapsody trailer.
But they're rewriting scenes. They're reshooting.
To make it funnier,
To make it funny, which to me that doesn't.
I felt like the humor was in the trailer,
and I really hope that's not because of low ticket sales on Batman vs Superman, because it's a very distinctly different movie.
It seems knee jerk. It seems
I think it absolutely is that though. Like they're seeing those numbers. They want it very specifically more humor. Mm-hmm. The rumor was that the second trailer with the Bohemian Rhapsody song had all the humor the movie was supposed to have.
Yeah, so it should be like a dark comedy, like not comedy, but like. Yeah, obviously there's going to be funny parts.
It should be like David Fincher, Shane Black before anything else.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, I hope it's not. Oh, I don't know. I'm worried about what they're going to do.
Cautiously optimistic is how I would describe myself.
I'm very, you know what, we got to wait for a while, and hopefully we're still doing Flash Chat in like 2019, but we got to wait to see it.
Hey, I'll come back, man.
Yeah, we'll have
to. I'll put it in my, hold on.
Same three we're going to make, God willing.
I'm putting it in my calendar.
Set it for 2019. I think it's going to come out in like spring. And speaking of the CW calendar, we are going to have Arrow tonight, and then we're on hiatus again with Arrow. Check it out. I can't read through all these. Flash comes back on the 19th, and guess what? We have a new show, Containment, premiering right after The Flash. Mm. Next week, next Tuesday, it's a two-part finale of iZombie. And like I said, it's been renewed for next season, so it's coming back. It's just the season finale. So there's all the dates right there. Rain's returning. And Arrow's on a bit of a break to the end of the month, and then it will come back. But it's it's a mess. That calendar, figure it out. I don't ever know. But I enjoy the breaks, but it's hard to like keep the momentum going. But it gives me a chance to watch the other shows.
Yeah, and catch up on stuff.
Have you guys watched? This is totally off base, but Crazy Ex-Girlfriend at all?
No,
it's so good. I recommend it. If you like Flight of the Conchords, it's not as offbeat as that, but it's really gotten
better. Flight of the Conchords is coming back as well.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to their show. That's unrelated. They're going to Raleigh. Theater, everyone. Arrow tonight. We got to tune in. I'm excited. We'll tweet. We'll see who kicks the bucket. We'll see who's right.
Is it too soon to start a social media campaign for a Gossip Girl reunion?
Oh, is there not? No, there's not one. There will be. Like,
I'll start it right now.
It'll be like, you know, like June on Hulu.
Hashtag bring back Lonely Boy.
Yeah. I've never watched Gossip Girl.
Oh, no.
What? I know. The shows I'm not caught up with at this channel are iZombie, The Vampire Diaries, the originals, and Supernatural. All the ones that are like on for, except for iZombie.
Yeah.
It's not.
iZombie's fantastic.
iZombie is great. It's easily the best thing.
Maybe some month I'll watch them all. Yeah. We'll do another, we'll talk about it. So watch it because the finale is coming up. The episodes I've watched of it, I really like. I just can't keep up with all of them. So finale next week for iZombie. Then the street team is going to be a Bark in the Park at Rural Hill on the 40th of April. 40th of April. April 40th. So come hang out with us. And I'll be at that one. And the CW chat next Wednesday, right here streaming live again, will be about The 100. Do you guys watch The 100?
No.
I caught the pilot.
Yeah.
And do you like Hunger Games at all?
Yeah. It's okay.
Maybe we have more of a Crazy Ex-Girlfriend crowd here. it's actually a really good show.
Yeah. I've heard good things.
I love it. It has a lot of... just when you're like, where are they going with this? And they bring in something, they're like, oh, cool, it tied it all together. So, and what I like about it is Walking Dead style, they're brutal about their characters. Like, they kill off major characters and they tick off everyone on Twitter. And it's sad, but I mean, you got to do that in a show. You have to not be afraid to take those risks.
George Martin made a living out of it, so.
Yeah. Oh, that comes back soon. I know, I wish this is also HBO, so we can do like they have a Game of Thrones after show they're doing now. Oh. They're starting one. Yeah. Cool, good for them. But thanks for being here. Oh, and a shout out to South Carolina Comic Con. I was at this weekend. For my local friends, we had Brandon Padgett, Drew, this cool Flash. I wanted to give a couple shout outs. Randall Bishop. Check out these. There's some really cool comic authors. I think it's the Hawk of New York, I believe, but he does music that go with comics.
Yeah, yeah, that guy. He's really
cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Bridget Connell.
Who's fantastic.
She made this awesome Freddie Mercury. This is actually from my friend Wheela, so if you're watching this is what I got you. Andy Smith has relaunched the Ominous Press, so he's going to be on soon talking about that. We've got John Hartness's book. He's a local author. He's going to be on Flash Chat real soon. And then, this was cool, Van Jensen and Robert Vandetti, who write The Flash, were there, and they signed this for me. Nice. Yeah, it was really cool. I had a really good time at South Carolina Comic Con, so we're looking forward to all the conventions coming up. Heroes Con is this summer, Free Comic Book Day.
Very stoked about Absolutely. Heroes Con.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. But until then, until next week where we have the 100, and until The Flash returns with Flash Chat, we will see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, and we'll see you soon. Bye, everyone.